The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3111. Today, a deeper dive episode into the aftermath of Ruins of War, which is the second episode from season 2 of The Bad Batch. One of the things that we find out toward the end of that episode has significant implications for what's going to happen over the rest of the season, so I thought we would dig into that a little bit. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the situation that I'm talking about at the end of episode 2, Ruins of War, for season 2 of The Bad Batch, is the conversation that Rampart has with Captain Wilco. One of the things that Rampart reveals to Wilco, which I imagine he felt safe in revealing because he knew that if Wilco didn't comply with the order to falsify the report, that he was just going to kill Wilco anyway. So I guess he felt like, yeah, I can tell you what my deal is. But he reveals to Wilco that the Bad Batch were presumed dead after the orbital bombardment of Topoka City that happened at the end of season 1 of Rebels. They were supposed to have been killed during that situation. But they're not dead. So this presents a problem for Rampart, because as he says to Wilco, if Tarkin finds out about this, then it's going to have a negative effect. It's going to decrease his confidence in Rampart, and he can't have that whatsoever. So Tarkin is supposed to be in the dark about this, and Rampart's activities then during the course of the season are going to be aligned with the idea of how does he capture and execute the Bad Batch without Tarkin knowing. But there's a variable about that which will be really fascinating to see if it ends up becoming part of the season 2 situation. It has to do with the fact that at the end of season 1, at the very end, we go to the planet Wayland and we find out that this Mount Tantus exists, where the Empire is still experimenting with cloning, even though Governor Tarkin has said that the clone situation is too expensive and they want to pursue conscripts instead and normal trooper recruiting situations. So what we don't know about the Mount Tantus situation is whether Tarkin and or Rampart are aware of it. Nala Se, who is the chief medical officer for the Kaminoans, ends up at that facility and there are Imperials there who welcome her there, but we don't know with whom they're aligned or if this is just a secret Palpatine project or anything like that. Where I'm going with this is that the Kaminoans wanted to get the Bad Batch back, but in particular they wanted to get Omega back because somehow she was going to be key to whatever experimental situations they had been developing prior to the events of season 1 of the Bad Batch and to, you know, of course, the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire. If Rampart is aware of what's going on at Mount Tantus, then his goal might not necessarily be just capture and execution. His goal might be capture and, hey, while I'm at it, let me deliver them to Mount Tantus because it's going to be helpful to those particular efforts. Like, how far out to sea is Rampart in this whole situation? We actually don't yet know. I imagine, however, that we will know for sure about that and more about what's going on at Mount Tantus by the end of season 2. The other thing I want to flag is that because of the fact that the Bad Batch is presumed dead as a result of the events of season 1's finale, the Empire isn't really looking for them, right? They're presumed dead, so there's no reason for them to be looking for them. Except for one person who definitely knows that they are still alive, which is Crosshair. And just to give you the refresher, at the end of season one, the Bad Batch, including Crosshair and Omega, had made their way to the landing platform where the Havoc Marauder had been parked, and the Bad Batch and Omega got onto the Marauder and took off and left Kamino and left Crosshair on the platform. They offered him a ride. They said, come with us, rejoin us. And Crosshair said, no, my choice is made. So Crosshair knows that the Bad Batch is alive and kicking it out there. He would also be considered a liability when it comes to Rampart. Rampart would sooner kill Crosshair and let the Bad Batch be forgotten than let Crosshair tell anyone that, no, the Bad Batch is still alive, because that's going to cause Rampart problems with Tarkin as well. And we know that Crosshair gets off of Kamino. We see him in the trailer talking with Commander Cody and talking about traitors and whatnot. The Bad Batch doesn't get specifically mentioned. If he says something to Cody about the Bad Batch, then it's not shown in the trailer. That's something that'll be revealed to us down the line. But seeing as how Rampart has already demonstrated that he will kill clones, he will kill his own troopers to keep the survival of the Bad Batch a secret, it presents a situation where Crosshair's life is potentially in danger. And it got me thinking of Star Wars Resistance and how Tamra Vora went over to the First Order and then saw how things were with the First Order and regretted her defection and decided to come back to the good guys. And I think Crosshair, it's going to be a little harder for him, and they're going to have to knock him out and get his Order 66 chip removed in order to really make him come back to the side of the good guys. But it certainly suggests that there is a possibility for that kind of arc to develop within season two of The Bad Batch as well, for Crosshair to see the corruption within the Empire and to be personally, physically in danger as a result of it, and decide that he needs to rejoin his comrades. As for the Bad Batch themselves, they haven't said anything one way or the other about whether they believe themselves to be presumed dead or not. I would imagine the situation is pretty clear, though, that the Bad Batch assumes the Empire knows they are still out and about because Crosshair knows, and there's no reason for the Bad Batch to be thinking about political implications with Rampart and Tarkin and all that stuff. So the Bad Batch will be operating this season under the presumption that, yes, the Empire still knows about them, still believes that they are alive and kicking and able to cause trouble in various parts of the galaxy. And so that's what I've got for you on this deeper dive episode looking at Ruins of War, which is the second episode of season two of The Bad Batch, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.